Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swatner. On today's program, we talk with Professor Jennifer Nostrala with the Simpson Productions about their upcoming performances.
Simpson Productions beginning their 2020-2021 schedule. First of all, for those who don't know, what is Simpson Productions here in Indianola?
So Simpson Productions is kind of the production company for theater and music at Simpson College. So for many, many years, there have been great operas produced from the music department and great theater productions produced from the theater department. But the reality is live opera productions are not dissimilar than theater productions. And so we really created a collaborative kind of experience. And so now what we do with Simpson Productions is usually live, but plays, operas, musicals, all of those come under our one umbrella. And so this way we get to really collaborate and we give our students what is real world experiences.
Well, absolutely. And I know you said usually live. This year is going to be a little bit different than any other year. So talk about some of the changes that we have upcoming for this school year.
Well, it was such a challenge to think about how do we continue to create when we know we can't safely bring audience members into our environment. And Simpsons has been doing such a great job of kind of controlling the spread within our community. And so we decided as a team that we would, at least for the first five shows, do these virtual productions. And so with the fall, we have Prospero's Island, which is the opera. And then we have A Christmas Carol, which is a staged radio play. And then we have a Festival of New Plays, which are written by Simpson alums and current students. And that's going to be a podcast. But if I go to the first two, what we're going to do is we're filming them. But each one is very different from Prospero to A Christmas Carol. And with A Christmas Carol, it will look similar to a play, but because it's a play about a radio broadcast, all the actors are distanced and in their own spaces. And then we'll film it in, you know, a series of takes, but it will play out like it would if the audience was present. Now, with Prospera's Island, it's an opera that didn't exist before this moment. It's based on The Tempest, but the music is pulled from different operas, some more contemporary music, some musical theater pieces, and we are filming the whole thing. So we put a green screen down in our studio theater. We've been filming in front of the green screen. We filmed kind of around some like on campus, some off campus, and then we have to edit it all together to create this event. And what we realized is because singing is the worst for potential transmission, so we can't even have the singers really in the same space. So we are laying down the accompaniment. We have some piano accompaniment, some lute accompaniment, guitar. We lay down the tracks, then the singers record over that, and then we do the filming. So it's this whole kind of multi-layered extravaganza.
Well, I think taking the positive out of this would be these current students kind of get to do something that no one really has done before in terms of bringing live theater, or at least something that they haven't done before. So kind of talk about the positive aspects of them getting this whole new experience.
Well, you're exactly right. And I think this is one of the things that we're learning through just this experience in general. What they're doing in terms of having to learn how to record, that's an industry standard. That's what they will do when they leave here. How we're trying to solve this is not unlike how people in the business are solving this. And so rather than kind of shutting down and going, oh, we can't do what we normally do, we just found creative workarounds and, you know, doing it the best within our budgets and our circumstances. And I think the students are really excited. I mean, we're all really excited that we are continuing to work together.
We'll talk a little bit about that different mindset that the you know, students and performers are going to have to go through. Normally on performance night, there's going to be a crowd out there. It's, you kind of get some buzz, some hype for it a little bit. Now you're going to have to generate that without that audience. Is that something that I'd have a tough time transitioning to that?
Well, you know, I think that's a really great question. I think part of the thing that's the strangest for us is that we're so used to being a community that is together creating things. So everybody's going into the rehearsal hall together. You're seeing what everybody's doing. And we don't have that. But what I really notice is that, so last night I think we had a total of 3 performers who were in the Barnum Studio Theater with the green screen being filmed. And they get excited just going into that space. So what we just noticed is that that energy that you get when you're getting ready for being in front of an audience, you're just translating that into small pockets of time. And because it's a new adventure, they just really kind of dive in. I think everybody misses that we're not going to have that audience feedback in the moment, but they are still really alive in the creation of things that they're doing.
All right, well, that's great to hear as well. And then just wrapping up, how can people find out more information about the upcoming productions and where should they go?
Well, if you go to the regular Simpson College page, simpson.edu, you'll be able to find the link for Simpson Productions, for theater productions that are live. You can also find us on Facebook. It's Simpson Productions, and you'll find information there. We will have an Eventbrite link for each of our shows, and then that will give people, you have to register to see the show. There's no fee. We're just taking donations, but then they can get the password and the link to being able to see the productions. So everything goes live for Prosperous Island on October 16th, 7 p.m. will be the first kind of ability for people to see the show. And then they only have until essentially midnight on October 22nd to join in the fun.
Once again, that was Professor Jennifer Nostrallo talking about Simpson Productions. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.